I have to take a look at that web page. I wrote the call down. Look at their web page and see what it looks like. I'm sure it's impressive, though. But that's nice to be able to have. I mean, that's an incredible signal there now. That makes a lot of sense. That makes those wire antennas work, too. especially with the band. When the band starts opening up, they start opening up again. I think this year is supposed to be better. Next year, I think it's going to peak out again, what, in 2 or 3 years, maybe?
N4IQ told me something I didn't know. I always look at the sunspots for all these years, and I'm not an engineer like Bill is. He's brilliant, just put it that way. But he said it was more important a lot of times that the solar flux where it'd been, and it's been fairly high, but the sunspots have just been a little over 100, and I haven't looked at them in the last week. But that's about where they've been running, 100, 120 or so. And before they really got good in the old days, they was up there. Heck, you could talk to around the world every night on 10 meters, on 10 watts. You know, I mean, when the sunspots really got up in above 150.
I was spoiled when I got my license in 79. It just started to peak, and I think 81 or 82 maybe. It was up around, I think the average for that year was something. That was sunspot average was around 200 something. It was way up there. You know, I could take 100 watts and with that the vertical I had on 10 meters, on 15 meters, and just work just about anybody. As long as the noise level wasn't too high. But I didn't have any trouble at all. I was working a lot, just never took the time to start working on my DXCC. I probably could have gotten it while I was there, you know, when Lynn and I were still living. This was in an apartment complex now, but you know, she managed them, and the owner let us put the antenna. Matter of fact, I had one on the roof at one time. This two-story apartment complex. I had this out there in kind of side yard not too far from the road. He didn't mind it. I never had a single person complain about me getting into a TV or anything. Of course, everybody had cable in that area then. But I had a lot of fun. I did just about all of mine on CW. I worked very little sideband at all. But I had a lot of fun with it back then. If I was in a better location, I might would consider doing it again. But I'd have to get a 90-foot tower to get it behind it for where I was before. but it's nice when, like you said, though it's open, I might be able to do it with a vertical. Who knows what might happen over the course of next year? But I'm not looking to do anything a lot about it anytime real soon, anyway. But it's a lot of fun to listen to it, though.
So, you know, this weekend they had CQ Worldwide, and my band scope was 27 inches wide, I think, and it's just a computer screen, an old LCD, and, you know, there wasn't any room between the pips on it there for the CW stations. It was just absolutely, if I get a chance, I'll send you a picture of it, and it's that way most every, you could work DXCC. Yeah, on pretty near all the bands on the weekend in the old days, but right now, if you couldn't have worked DXCC, they're doing a contest, there's something wrong with you. I mean, there was hundreds and hundreds of stations on there on CW. Well, it looks like I've worked that guy 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times just since I've been on the computer, and the first time was in 2015, and then 2016, 2018, 2020, 2021, 2022. I worked him on 15 meters, and all the rest of them was on 40, so he primarily operates 40, I would say. But yeah, it was a lot of fun when you can do that, and heck, in the old CB days, when I had CBs back in the 70s, on 11 meters, and I didn't have no amplifiers or anything illegal, but truly it was illegal to talk internationally, and heck, you could talk to Australia on 5 watts when the sunspots were up, and I'll never forget, you'd always hear The guy is calling from Motor City, Pontiac, Michigan, and the accent was very distinguishable, and he was really a nice guy, and that, he was on all the time. I've seen a car running around town here. It has some of the dangest CB antennas on it, and it's like a Suburban. I met him one time, and he said, oh, I said, you a ham radio operator? Oh, no, that's just CB. I forget how big an amplifier he had in that car, but it was a doozy.
It is anymore. And of course, it was active back in the mid-70s. It was a lot of fun then too. But but the band was open then too, though. And a lot of guys, you know, they worked a lot of. One of my friends, he was a big 6-meter guy, and he just loved it when the sunspots were high. But he had an old Swan. I think it was a. I don't remember which one it was now, Tom. But it was an old Swan tube, 6-meter rig, and had an HF rig too. And, He loved to work 6 meters. He had a nice beam up about 65 feet, about a five or six element, I think. And he loved 6 meters, and I just never got interested in it because, you know, it was either open or it wasn't. It's either open or it's a local deal, one or the other. And I never worked much on 10. I did, man, most of mine was on, you know, when I was operating, most of mine was on 15. And then I got on 20 some, and I worked a good bit on 42 as well, but I never. All I have is a vertical antenna. I never used a wire antenna. Never have used one. As long as I've been, you know, when I was operating HF, I never used one. I just didn't have the room for one. But I worked verticals. I did pretty well on verticals once I got them, got the radios out and got them well, you know, got the radios working. And when the band was open, I didn't have much trouble at all with those Hustler 4VTVs. But that. That Cushcraft R3 was about the best one I had there. But it, as I said earlier, it was only worked on 10, 15, and 20. It was a good antenna. It's 0TRM4DGC.
Can I give me one of those one time, Jerry? I don't remember the model number of it. I never did get it up, and so I'd give it to somebody. But boy, that thing was tall. I had fun for a while on 2-meter sideband on a radio that my old friend M0IGZ gave me, but it was one that I had a lot of splatter in it, and I had a 50-foot tower with my Mosley on it, and up above that I had two 2-meter beams, one of them horizontally polarized and one of them vertical. Guys, I could talk way down the panhandle of Oklahoma and sometimes a lot further than that, but I got into my neighbor's cheap Chinese stereo system one night. It was like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night on the weekend, and he come over there screaming and hollering, and I told him, and I've known his family all my life, I said, Clifford, I told you when you moved in, he was just renting the place, I said, if you ever hear me, tell me, and I'll shut it off. I said, there'll be no problem. And, boy, he was over there, and he was just madder than a hornet. And I said, you don't need to be mad or upset. And I said, I'll just shut it off. And I never did use it again. Now, I don't know if 2-meter sideband's bad about that or not, but I think it was just the radio was trash, you know. But I always got good signal reports on it, but he got a bad case of closed quarters about it.
Running enough power on 2 meters yet, it'll affect, you know, FM stereo stuff, because it's just not, most of that stuff is not very well shielded anyway. I mean, if I run 50 watts or more on, when I had a sideband rig, if I ran 50 watts or more, it would just, you couldn't hear me on the stereo, but it would basically shut a radio down here in the house. Never had anybody else complain about it, though, because I wasn't on it that much. But when I operated sideband up there for about the whole time we were there, I guess, once I got licensed, and I had a 9-element horizontally polarized 2-meter beam up with a rotor on it. I had one of the ICOM 2-meter all-mode rigs, but it was only 10 watts, Tom, and I could work all the way up into Delaware. I had a preamp for the antenna, mass mounted preamp, and it was up about 30 or 35 feet, but it was kind of out in the open. It was had some height. The height above average frame was pretty good too. I could work up in Delaware with it, Virginia. Never worked into Florida, but I could work in Georgia, all the way in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. It was a lot of fun, and it was active then, but now they have a net here. There's a guy out of Gainesville runs a 2-meter sideband net, but it's not, the guys that are owned it, they're running, 100-foot towers and kilowatts and stuff like that. They're just running a lot of power. So it's not for the, average guy.
I was kicking in a frequency here. I didn't have any power, Jerry, to speak of, just whatever was in the radio, and it was an old one, an old Yaesu, as I remember rightly, but it still got into his stereo, so I just shut it off. It wasn't a problem, but I never did get into it with any of my other stuff, the 2 meters. I didn't have any amps, period, on anything. Oh, I was just looking tonight. I don't see anything on the band scope. I sent you a picture of the band scope this weekend. You'll be amazed. But for some reason, I don't see any on the band scope tonight. Because I see quite a bit on QRZ. Usually the band scope is full of it, but it's mostly Europeans there tonight, I guess. But I'm not seeing any strong CW signals. I tried for one on 160 and I didn't hear him, and I tried for one on 40 a minute ago from Madagascar and I didn't hear, or 80 and I didn't hear that, but that didn't surprise me too much. But the ones I'm seeing posted, oh, there's one there. And he's shopping for DX tonight, so he wouldn't want to hear from me. But there's not a lot on there, surprisingly. But at least I know the band scope for it. And I thought, oh boy, something went wrong. Oh, shoot. Well, Jerry, I better let you go. It's getting up towards net time. And I thought some other folks might join in, but they haven't. But sure been a pleasure tonight. And I'll take a look at that Burroscope with that side focus on it. And I hope they give the parameter as to what the minimum distance is on it. But I'm in no hurry. I seen they had that Bushnell banner marked down to like $59, and it's a 4-12 with an AO. And that AO got so tight it's hard to turn. So, at any rate, we'll keep you abreast of it. I sent you a couple of pictures there. One of them's of a golden doodle, and it's a, like Bernice says, the prettiest dog we ever seen. It was in Lowe's today, and oh, it was so lovable. And the gentleman told us, pet it all you want. That was the prettiest dog I think I ever seen in my life. I love dogs. But I sent you a picture of it. And a couple other little pictures there. So you take care and have a good night. And I'm gonna stay around, check in for the net. And Bernicia's been patient. She's over there reading her women's magazines in the rocker, and we're just down here chilling out in the basement tonight. In 4DJC in 0GR 73's Jerry.
You and Bernice have a good evening. I'll check in and catch you later on, or tomorrow maybe. I got to go to the dentist in the morning, so maybe catch you after lunch or something. You guys have a good night. Hey, great talking to you as usual, and y'all enjoy yourselves tonight. In 0TRN4, DJC clear.